Do 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 do. Good evening and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson.
With puffins too.
All right, we're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is chapter 12, The Winged Monkeys.
The next morning, Dorothy and her friends began their journey to the Emerald City. They walked a long way and still could not see a sign of the Emerald City. And since they had been carried to the castle by the winged monkeys, they were not at all sure in which direction they should walk. Days passed, and they still saw nothing but the fields and the forests. The Scarecrow began to complain. "We have surely lost our way," he said, "and unless we find again in time to reach the Emerald City, I shall never get my brains." "Nor I my heart," said the Tin Man. "And I do not have courage to keep tramping forever without going anywhere at all," said the Lion. Rudy sat on the grass to think. "Suppose we call the field mice," she suggested. "They could probably tell us the way to the Emerald City." "To be sure they could," cried the Scarecrow. "Why didn't we think of that before?" Dorothy blew the whistle that the Queen of the Field Mice had given her. In a few minutes, they heard the pattering of tiny feet, and many of the small gray mice came running up to her. The Queen came up to Dorothy. The Queen herself came up to Dorothy. "What can I do for my friends?" she squeaked. "We have lost our way," answered Dorothy. Can you tell us where the Emerald City is?" "Certainly," answered the Queen, "but it is a great way off, for you had it at your backs all the time." Then she noticed Dorothy's golden cap.
Wait, what did he say? A long way off?
Can you tell us? Okay, I'll redo it all over again. Stop that.
All right. Can you tell us where
the Emerald City is?" "Certainly," answered the Queen, "but it is a great way off, for you had it at your backs all the time." Then she noticed Dorothy's golden cap and suggested that Dorothy use the golden cap to call the winged monkeys, who would carry everyone to the Emerald City. So Dorothy recited the magic words that were written inside the golden cap. In a few minutes, she heard the chattering and flapping of wings as the band of winged monkeys flew up to her. The king bowed low before Dorothy and asked, "What is your command?" Dorothy explained that they had lost their way and wished to be taken to the Emerald City. No sooner had she spoken than the monkeys picked up Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion, and carried them in their long hairy arms all the way to the Emerald City. The journey took a very short time. When they reached the gates of the Emerald City, the monkey set them all down carefully. Then the king bowed to Dorothy and flew swiftly away, followed by all his band. "That was a good ride," said Dorothy. "Yes, and a quick way out of our troubles," answered Lion. It certainly was lucky that you remembered to bring that golden cap."
That is the end of chapter 12. That's all we have time for tonight. Next up, chapter 13. Good night.
Good night.